بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. As we had discussed the last time in regards to the sunnah qiraat in salah, that on the morning of Jumu'ah it is sunnah to recite Surah Al-Ikhlas in Sajda and Surah Dahr, first rakat and second rakat. Nabi Ali salatu wassalam, Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and we find throughout history of the ulama, the a'imma, the imams, our akabirin, our elders, this was all their habit. And even during Safar also, if they had the time, while on journey, on the morning of Jumu'ah, they would recite these two sunnah, surahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we mentioned that previously also, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had a certain sequence, tarteeb, sunnah, in regards to his qiraat in salah. When he came to the Fajr salah, and it came to the Salatul Zuhr, then in these two Salah, Nabi Ali Salatu Islam, you should recite from Tiwal Mufassal, which we explained the last time, from Surah Hujarat, 26 para, till Wassamai Dhatil Buruj. Well, these surahs were recited, the longest surahs. But as I mentioned the last time in Salatul Zuhr, because it is a Salah which is inaudible, so therefore, to recite very long surahs, especially in our zamana, attention will not be there. People get tired also because it is inaudible, is not a loud salah. Therefore the qiraat is shortened a bit. Fajr salah, it is desirable to lengthen the qiraat a bit, and ulama explain in the fiqh kitabs that people are sleeping at this time. So if they wake up late, at least they will get their salah. And for the Hanafis also, to delay the salah of Fajr to a later time is mustahab. It mentioned in Hadith Sharif, أَسْفِرُوا بِالْفَجْرِ فَإِنَّهُ أَعْزَمُ لِلْأَجْرِ. Fajr Salah, when it's nice and bright, because there's more reward at that time. What the Hanafi is, the more we delay, but not too late, the reward is even more. And then to lengthen the Qiraat also at the same time, so most people can get the Salah. So this is Fajr Salah and Zuhur Salah. When it comes to Salatul Asr and Salatul Isha, then the surahs to be recited over there, from وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ تِنْ لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا till end of إِنَّا زَلَّهُ فِي لِيلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. So surahs range from that part of the Qur'an Sharif. And Maghrib Salah is the shortest. From لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ to Suratul Nas. So this is a sunnat qiraat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, now and then, there is permission given, there is leeway, there is gunjai for a person to recite other than that. But then we find most of our seniors who prefer now just to recite from within these surahs. The benefits of this also, you'll find that when the surahs are repeated, those that are non-huffaz, that don't know Quran Sharif, even they pick up the surahs after some time. When the imam is reciting on their own salah, sometimes they want to read, because the imam repeats the sunnah surah so many times, they pick up the surahs. And then when it comes to the nafil and sunnat namazes we have, then there we can recite whatever we want to. There a person lies open to recite as much as he want to. Also one point to remember in the Fard Salah, the sequence how to recite the surahs. From Surah Wadduha going down, the shorter surahs, there should be sequence that a person recites now the surah thereafter, or if he wishes to miss a surah, then he should miss two surahs. If he, example, he recites now Alam Tara, which commonly we all know the last 10 surahs. So Alam Tara, thereafter is the Ila fi Quraysh. So it is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he will recite the surah after it, as far as possible. So Alam Tara li Ila fi Quraysh, but a person who wishes to recite Ara'ita, which is after the Ila fi Quraysh. So between Alam Tara and Ara'ita, there's one surah only. So to omit a short surah between two surahs is makruh. Salah will be done, but you will not get the full reward, it will be makruh. You can leave out two surahs. The Ilafi Quraysh can be left out, Ara'ita, then you can recite Alam Tara and Inna A'atina. That is permissible. Then to recite a reverse tarteeb, a reverse sequence. Person recited Alam Tara, now he wants to recite Wailulli Kulli, which is before it. That also is makruh. Even to leave out two, three surahs before it also, that is makruh also. It should be going ahead towards Suratul Nas. So a person from what duha going down specifically, then there now to leave out just one surah will not be permissible. Yes, we have Wattini there in between. Then after Wattin we have Iqra, which is a long surah. Then Inna Anzalnahu fi Laylatil Qadr,
So he wants to recite what? Tini, inna anzalna, that will be permissible, iqra is long in between. Then you have inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, lam yakun is a long surah. So if he wants to omit that, inna anzalna idha zulzil, not a problem. Then also in the first salah, we are taught, is the sunnah, that the first rakat be a bit longer than the second rakat also. Should be second rakat is longer than the first rakat. So these are all different sunnah when it comes to our qiraat in salah, our nafil salah, our sunnat salah. From all this we understand a few points, my dear brothers. That when it comes to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have teachings in everything. And the sunnat way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ulama explained there are three things. The sunnat tariqah is ajmal, akmal and ashal. The sunnat way of doing things is the most beautiful way. The most beautiful way in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if you want to attract the mercy of Allah, the barakat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the help of Allah, do it the sunnat way. That's the most beautiful way. Dunya can say otherwise. Whether it be a walima, it be a nikah, it be some function, it be some occasion, whatever it is, what is the sunnah? Dunya people might say it was so smart. But that smart meant now further away from the sunnah. The eyes of Allah is not smart. What's the simplest, according to sunnah, this is ajmal, the most beautiful way. Then it's akmal, the most perfect way. Is it even more perfect? Many people say, I'm a perfectionist. What's a perfectionist? I follow the sunnah. Sunnah is most perfect. There's divine from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Every action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is designed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, was preserved, its style was preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be given specifically to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how I want you to dress. This is how I want you to use the miswak. This is how I want you to sleep, to wake up, to read these du'as. This is the most perfect way. This is a perfectionist. Ashal is the most easiest way. There's nothing more easy than the sunnah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was offered that you be a Nabi and a king. You will have wealth. Or you be a Nabi and a pauper. One day roza, one day food. One day fasting, one day he will eat. Entire life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came out like this. He opted for the latter. That I prefer to be a Nabi but be a pauper. The reason being, ulama explained, this is rahmatul lil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his compassion for the entire humanity till qiyamah. Why he chose this way of life? This was by choice. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to be a very wealthy person, then his standard of living would have been that high also. The quality of his food, his conveyance, his accommodation, his dressing. Then the ummati that will come who cannot now be of that level will say the deen-e Islam is not for me. I cannot follow the sunnah because the level is too high. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in his simplicity which he opted for, he now considered the poorest ummati till qiyamah. That you will have no excuse also. That how I lived, this, what do you say, a tin shanty, a mud house, and food being cooked now, maybe after a month or two. So every ummati can follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And just to one point to understand how easy sunnah is and how practical it is. When it comes to our salam, our durood sharif also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this one point comes to mind, that today is the day of Jumu'ah. Many people send messages around, Jumu'ah Mubarak, whether permissible, impermissible, if a person thinks it to be that I got to do it every week, then impermissible. Now and then it's okay. On Jummah Mubarak, but this was not found in the lives of Sahaba and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to wish Jummah Mubarak. But more than that, now a person writes the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should never put the after S-A-W. That in reality puts a sore on the heart of a person. S-A-W, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Put the entire thing, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't put now an abbreviation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, type it out. Some muhaddithin taught hadith their entire life. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave them jannat just because when they would write the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would write it incomplete. Just upon the writing only. So don't write it in abbreviation. S-A-W, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people put abbreviation. Or the duruj, whatever it may be. Write it in full. So when it comes to the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the most easy, the The sympathy like salam also, now that too also we're abbreviating. S-L-M-Z, salams. There's no salams in Sharia. It's salam, it's a dua. It's a dua that a person sneezes also, he says Alhamdulillah. The reply, Yarhamukallah, is only dua for one another. Person doesn't reply, but you don't make dua for me. I sneeze, I said Alhamdulillah. But there are times when to say Alhamdulillah loudly also, the person is busy, people are not ready to reply to him, then he should say it softly. But even salam also, to write it completely, how to say salamu alaikum? Our kabir is to have one specific majlis only, how to make the salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now, salam being so simple and the easiest thing. When it comes to Western culture, we say the sunnah is universal, international, is the best, is the easiest. When it comes to the Western world and their culture, now if it's 12:01 PM and I say good morning, you say good afternoon. I didn't see the time. So I got to see the time accordingly now. So before 12 o'clock, good morning. After 12 o'clock, then good afternoon. Then when do you say good evening and good night? If it's 12:01 AM, it's night time. Do I say good night or do I say good morning? So even they are confused. We have assalamu alaikum. Anywhere in the world, Haramain Sharifain, you go to China, you go to South America, he's speaking Spanish, he's speaking Japanese, whatever language, Assalamu alaikum is already my brother. How that muhabbat is created, the sunnah is so powerful, just the salam only, the beginning of our day. We can imagine now we bring the entire sunnah in our life. What a life Allah tabaraka ta'ala will give us in this zamana also. May Allah ta'ala give us sufit bin amal inshaAllah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah.